been over 30 years since I used to go around Europe touring with a bunch of lunatics called Fairport Convention. They were good then, but I heard their sound check today. My God, much better. No pressure, lads. So you're going to be absolutely, what can I say, as the French say, they're fantastic. Let me introduce to you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful, the fantastic, the unique Fairport Convention.
Thank you. second for you, Asti.
Thank you. This next song is all to do with things getting better, getting more positive. It's to do with lighter evenings, warmer weather for the bank holiday, we hope. And it's about, it's inspired by a little trackway that in Cornwall called the Tinner's Way. And I was staying down there a few years ago, and this trackway has been in constant use for thousands of years. And it got me thinking how the one thing that binds us really to the people that have walked down that trackway for generations is probably the longing in midwinter for springtime. And that's what the song's about, and it's called Spring Song. I'm leaving today, and over I travel. I'm up on my way, up over that hill. I'll be greeting the sun as he takes off the morning dew. And the gathering gloom I've felt in my room is now over and gone. Down this ancient track, many people have journeyed with family and friends, and just to myself, from my sense of bliss to that day shifting, from sinner to evil, saint and believer, all trod down this way. Thank you. very much.
Nice to be in Hertfordshire. Mr. Nicol and myself were residents of Hertfordshire some many years ago. We lived at a place called Little Haddon. Anybody familiar with that?
I heard of it.
It was an old pub called The Angel.
In the Far East.
Yeah. It was actually a hovel that we lived in for a year. And while we were there, our former violinist, one David Cyril Eric Swarbrick. Saul collected this song which he taught us. We had a rehearsal room in the old pub, which we used. But we were there for 12 months and we used the rehearsal room for 3 days. We have rehearsed for another 3 days since then, actually. He taught us this song. He collected it from folk music's premier metal band, the Copper Family, from Rottenby in Sussex. And it's a lovely traditional song, The Banks of the Sweet Primroses. Enjoy. Have a sing, if you know.
Lustrous wine. So from all it's an important subject, and I'd like to speak to you briefly about it. Some of you may know I have, for many, many years, well over 40 years, I've been a vegetarian. And alongside the excellent Linda McCartney range of foods, which are absolutely brilliant, I can recommend it. Fantastic. But my other favourite meat substitute is, Jack Daniels. to be honest, I find it a good substitute for food in general. Certainly helped me cut back on my grocery bills, I can tell you that. Now, apart from being highly nutritious, Jack Daniels also has the advantage of it can heighten your creativity. And indeed, this next piece, which is a new piece in your journal, I composed using a bottle of Jack Daniels and a tenor ukulele. Still got me, you. Sadly, I'm not drinking quite so much Jack Daniels these days as I used to. No, it's a shame. Due to the recession and the crisis in world banking, I'm on cheap cider from the co-op. It's not all bad though, because I'm looking on the positive side. By my reckoning, 3 cans of White Lightning constitute 1 of my 5 a day. I don't want you to get the impression from this introduction, because I can see what some of you think. I see by the expression on your face, if I know what you're thinking, you're thinking these are lush. Could have soap, could have drink problem going down the food department. I don't know, so I don't know. I worked out completely, I did join Alcoholics Anonymous. Didn't really work out. I still drank, I just didn't know who would. So I'd like to bear all these important facts in mind, ladies and gentlemen. We attempt to play for you Dandy Jack's Chase. It's been, that's a nice talk.
Rick Saunders!
Thank you.
Here's a song about two brothers. And it's amazing how different siblings can be. Especially in this song, it kind of illustrates this, because the elder brother is a chap called Henry Back. And he becomes an explorer. And he's on a sailing ship with a man called Lord Franklin. Because at the time, nobody sailed ship successfully through the ice floes to the north of Canada. And by verse 2 of the song, it goes horribly wrong for them as well. And the camera pans back to a small town in North Oxfordshire called Banbury. Very close to a village called Cropperby. And the vicar of Banbury at the time is a man called Henry Back. And he's always wistful about his farm life. He's kind of a silent yearning for his older brother's adventures. So he sometimes, these things occur to him in his dream time. And it's what the song's about. It's called I'm Already There. 'Twas homeward bound one night on the deep, swimming in my hammock, I fell asleep. Across the ocean we set sail. It was a rough and mighty sea. Our strength and courage beat the gale, till our ship she landed free. I sailed my vessel for the Lord in Battery, so I come to it was my calling from the stars, my destiny in the sea of calm. And I dream at night of those frozen waves, of that curtain sky in its shimmering state, and the great white bear. Thank you.
so tired, these people ask your name. So many thoughts, my humble prayers go out to you on that icebound bed. Look at the curtain sky, maybe should we stay? Got the great white bed across that crystal door. Look at the smoke and its smoke. I'm already there.
Watch them disappear when I drink this.
pride, just to loosen up my tongue. And I send the weary miles behind with a rambling song. Oh, this rocky road, it takes a poor man's soul. And if I ever get off this rocky road,
thank you.
and looking down among the trees, an open top car moves with ease and purpose. Steam was glinting in the sun, back lacked fear of a loaded gun, cases lost and juries won, east in Kent. And all the time in his mind is a picture of a girl he had loved long ago. If this time came again, he could tell you he wanted to say no. Say no. Bowing to the setting sun he'll take in. Stopping off at the Lakers Hill, he lights up with a dollar bill. The gain of life's the faintest to the chasing. And all the time in his mind is a picture of a girl he would love long ago. If this man came again, he could tell you he would say no.
Directly from the tradition, as is always going to be the case.
Casey Fairport's world sometime, you know, Matty Grover, which we haven't done yet, and Father, we're not doing that, so things like that. And then there are songs like Battlestate Joseph's, songs written by fellow travellers, people who are like-minded, and we work with them, you know, either individually or collectively as a band. But there's a fourth category of them, it's a rare one, a small category, we're going to jump into that now. Just songs we bloody like. And this is written by somebody who has never been a member of the band, and he's never supported us, despite our frequent imprecations and pleading. His name is James Taylor. And this song is a little bit of medical science fiction. It's about a chap who is swept overboard on a Victorian sailing vessel of some sort and dies in the freezing water. And is recovered and brought back to life quite a little longer in the future and gets to view his two existences. That's a bit of a poison chance. Frozen Man.
Oh.
called Peggy's Pub, which I wrote way back in 1972 when I had a lot more brain cells and more hair than I have tonight. My hair loss, I account for being a bass player because the low frequencies, it's not funny for it at all. So if there are any bass players in the audience, I know Pete Bradbury is in his summer here, so I'd like to do this tune for Pete, and Pete's certainly kept his hair better than I have. You must use different frequencies. So a little tune called Peggy's Pub. Enjoy. If you want to dance, feel free. Feel free, of course. We found the softer room here. We can't dance because we play, but we love to watch, you know.
Don't go there.
Peggy's Pub.
To leave their native country to go in search of work. And the country in question is Ireland. And there's a young chap who, by the first verse, he's on his way over to England to work in London. But he's reflecting on the fact that he's quite sad because he was hoping that he would take his sweetheart with him. But he found out just before he left that she is in fact going with her family to America, for better prospects there, so they parted. You don't sound very sorry about this. So they parted, and during the song they never meet again, they just don't meet. But the point of the song really is his optimism and his complete faith in the fact that until he finds out otherwise, he will see her again. And it's called My Love is in America.
Bye.
Space with my book in hand, the sea crossing turn my inside, left to the sound of the marching band, to sail up the change of the tide. When I saw Mary, her father said, he was sailing across the deep blue, for bright and new days in a promised land. She would be going there too. So I'll keep her in my mind. There's a picture on my wall. All my love is in America. My love could be anywhere at all. Darkest night, everyone leaving the land. The old generation just sitting tight, and all of us young bucks with plans. I'm using the name of another man to get a job here for more pay. I'll walk these strange streets for a better life. London's the place, so they say. And I'll keep her in my mind. There's a picture on my wall. Oh, my love, she's in America. My love could be anywhere at all. Anywhere at all. Thank you.
category three, if you can cast your mind back. This is from Ralph McTell, the brilliant. And Ralph's been a friend of mine for, well, since, well, I can't remember meeting him for the first time, that long ago. But he's come to our property festival consistently down the years, and sometimes I even go up and grace the stage. But he's been coming there for long enough, since even when his children were children, which is really telling you how long ago it was. But a lovely man, hugely sensitive and deeply thoughtful, and he picked up on the fact that although we get, you know, a weekend of huge mutual pleasure out of being in that postcode in North Oxfordshire in August, did I mention this year it's the 12th, 13th and 14th? The glorious 12th. And it's been like that for, well, 30 years and more now. There was another occasion when people came together with slightly more, well, focused intent, and they were split into two camps, as it were. It was a scene of a Civil War battle, a great, brilliant tautology. Tautology? Do I mean oxymoron? I mean oxymoron. The Civil War, yeah. So, it was on those very self-same fields when we gathered that there was a lot of blood spilled, so it's, it occurred to Ralph that you should mark the fact that beneath our feet every year there's some ancestral stuff going on. And he wrote this song, it's called Ready Go.
Was gone just the same. Through through the hedgerows, from giant lover, I saw brother Killian. And all of this was done in Jesus' name. The wind darkness came, I slipped away. But the crying of the dying kept me wakeful. I just lay in my bed until the dawn another day. And the dreams I had were revelatory. And a little stream came of blood from all
is a 1966 split screen VW camper van. And the one of the song has had many families going through its gearbox, and it's had many different coats of paint of different colours. And I was lucky enough actually to have a Southwest camper van run experience where you get in the. It was a beautiful 1970s orange baby that we camper van, and we travelled down the M5, heading off for Cornwall, down that little track where all those other camper vans have gone before. And we stopped for cups of tea every 10 miles, because you can pull in and move up.
When you need to change the fan belt.
And the man I have to thank for this is the proud owner and wonderful sound man tonight for us. Please show your appreciation. Simon Doris. Yes. So somebody told me there's a competition going on with Dorset cereals to win a camper van. So can you all go out tomorrow and buy a packet?
It's not on my packet.
Hang on, enter the competition and put my name on it. You can have that, right? Yeah.
I'll do it.
It's not on my packet.
Anyway, the song is called Keep On Turning the Wheel.
Stop this.
We keep on turning.
Thank you.
is doing. So it will be so until it's time for me to go.
With a very large hammer. And we finished the song with a wonderful set of tunes by Rick called The Bowman's Retreat. So,
yeah, that's
all it is. Yes, yeah, lots of dancing down on here if you want to. And thanks again. We'll see you sometime soon. John Gowdy was a fighting man, shot in Smith's gold. Men's a proud and lovely town, his good man he did hold. They passed it up, they passed it down, they got the tunes around the house. Of all the plays and shepherd bells, where the zoo could be found. When John broke his own gold, Jen had seen his wreck before. He went back to London shore, wrote himself a tune. Jumped his eye on the bay and down the foot not far away. These were not the only eyes that saw the room to say. It happened that on the Sunday night, he didn't go all the way. His life will return.
said I've seen this back before. He ran back to the little shore, wrote this song for you.
So that was a great pleasure for us, but also Barry made us very happy. That's brilliant, Neil.
Cardiovascular system. What a treat. Anyway, more dancing available in August in 3 days in a field in postcode. Can't actually remember what it is. Because the field itself doesn't actually have a postcode, which is a problem for our suppliers because they really rely on satellites. That field doesn't actually have a postcode. I'm struggling with the post office to get one allocated for about 2 years. It's like getting blood out of stones getting postcodes out of the post office. There's a, you know,
I know there is. Stamps are 3 feet, why not?
Anyway, where was I? Yes, the Crawley Festival. If you don't know about it, please, you know, take my knowledge and check on your sort of interwebby thing and see what it's all about, because we've got a fantastic bill this year. And tickets are going. They are going, even as I speak, they're being sold. We've got 2 days to buy them at the early bird price. That's just the discount stops on the first. Anyway, that's enough about that. Hopefully see you there. 10 to midnight on the Saturday, 14, we'll be singing this song, if we're spared. Community. The sun, the heat of the sun will still be coming out of the parched earth from these arcades. We've lined up the virgins ready for sacrifice.
And we've got vegetarian food as well.
Okay. That was astrology, there's the music. Thank you so much again. We used to sing. Come the day we'd all be making songs, all kind and endless. These ideas never lasted long. The wind is up, the palm back. Too many friends who tried a blown up the splinter by the wind. We are we
that's the only way to feel.